All right. Waiting on Callie, but we're going to go ahead and start. All new episode, Run and Tell That Podcast. I'm Gerard.
Dale.
Bro.
Him.
All right. Well, tonight, how was everybody's week?
It's been a good week, man. Like I said, thank God it's Friday. TGIF never had a greater value on these days, man. I love Fridays, man.
All right. What about you, him, and Ro?
Man, I...
the hell just happened?
Giant.
I don't know. We done lost everybody.
Oh, what the shenanigan going on, man? Who's having sex and who's drinking?
Oh, let me see. We're going to probably have to hang up and try it again because I don't know where they at. Oh, no. Here they go. Let me see if I can pull
it.
Oh. All right, we're gonna try this again. All new episode, Run and Tell That Podcast. I'm Gerard.
I'm Dale.
Bro.
Him.
Well, damn. How many is in there? 20?
Just say your name. Say your name.
Cali what girl. Your...
Okay, California, aka 69. Go ahead.
Oh, God.
All right.
Man. Yes, sir.
All right, tonight's topic is that's the episode. So, crumbles. So, him.
Yeah, so.
Where'd you come up with this?
So, you know what crumbles? Crumbles could be anything. When you think about, you can think about the crumbles from the table. You can think about the crumbles from your car, your truck, your house. You can think about the crumble from your JJ or your dick. Or whatever, you can think about boy meet boy, girl meet girl crumble. You know what I'm saying? You can think about all kind of crumbles, but crumbles just all it's like when you think about crumbles. If you open crumbles up, crumbles is just like a book of knowledge, and a lot of people don't know that crumbles are like that. You know what I'm saying? So just imagine this, and I hate to say this, you have two men walking in a bar. The crumbles hit the table for what they were drinking. And they said, hey, Isaac, meet me in the bathroom. Mm. And Isaac meeting in the bathroom. Mm. Well, what they're doing right now, they're crumbling their self to have intercourse. Mm. That's what I'm saying. So if you think about crumble, wow. It comes in a different kind of direction. Mm. All right. So, I mean, that's what crumbles come from.
Damn.
Well, y'all are something else tonight, aren't you? Y'all are something else.
So instead of being a 68 or 57, it always can be a 69 with crumbles. Callie, really? Be quiet. Come talk to me, Callie. Come talk to me. It's him.
You ain't got just nothing to say. I mean, just, I got nothing.
Yeah, I really don't know what to say.
Oh, I mean, so like if you think about like okay, so it could be Crumble could be a slut. I mean, like,
are you just trying to say things just to get somebody
Go to the Urban Dictionary. You can actually find all kind of stuff in Crumble, sister. Guess what? I'm actually being honest. Hey, so just imagine. I'm gonna do it in a Cali voice. Hey there, G man, how are you? Hey Cali, how are you? Do you want some of this Crumble tonight? Sure, Cali. Let me come and get some of this Crumble. But she don't think it's funny, but for real, Crumble can mean anything.
I'm not usually humored.
Huh?
I said I'm not easily humored.
I can tell. I mean, but yeah, the topic came because we were just sitting here. We were sitting around just talking. But crumble could mean anything. I mean, if you look at the Urban Dictionary, all jokes aside, you know, crumbles. I don't have my glasses, but crumbles. Tell them today. Come on, Dale. Tell them. Tell her what crumbles mean.
Alright, verb to crumble. The disappointing act of giving up on one's intentions, usually at the very last minute.
Okay. So then when you scroll down.
Meaning you're having sex and you never come. That's a disappointing.
Well, okay. All right. Now there she go. There she go. Now she opened up. Okay. You know what I mean? So okay. What's the other one right here?
To break, be destroyed, or to shatter into several pieces, to leave, to think, to feel, to associate oneself with sexually taste or lack or licks.
Okay. And all right, so what's this one right here? When you have food
and it crumbles on the floor.
Okay. So all right, and what's this one right here said?
When something is messed up, not right, jacked up, not cool or not fair, it's a crumble.
All right, and last but not least,
the meaning of sex for the first time in a while, usually because you are a loser and the debris is your pew crumble.
That's right. So that's crumble. So Callie, I didn't make that up.
Okay.
So that's why I said, I mean, like when I come on this show, I try to come with 100. I try to come with every single thing that like proof before I actually put it out there. So crumble can mean anything. So Callie, have you had your crumble today?
That was the worst commercial I've ever heard. No.
No, not today.
So
my question to you, Callie, do you want to have your crumble today? Remember now.
No, not today.
Oh, okay. So you got something else going on today.
I got plans. I have a routine of when I get what I get.
Oh, okay. So
can you break that routine down, Callie, possibly?
So explain to us.
The routine, if you can.
My routine is I get it usually on Sundays, sometimes during the week, but mostly.
Why on the Lord day? Why you want to get anything on the Lord day? You already got Saturday. Why not get anything on Saturday? That I mean, like, so you rather have.
It works with my schedule.
But you rather have. So you know you're supposed to be actually like rested on the Lord day, not having,
oh my god,
not being fabricated and fabricated and fisted and
what the
first
hell?
Let me say something real quick.
What the hell?
I want to acknowledge Miss Key down there. Nobody has said hello or good afternoon or happy Friday.
Love you.
Hello,
love
Miss you. Key.
Thank you.
Good job, Callie. Good job.
Happy doing, Mr. Friday.
Happy Friday. And second, well, I mean, what do you need to say? You said first and foremost. So what's the second thing that you need to say?
The second thing is, you know, it may not be for you.
Remember, never claim your throat because you say you got it on the back end of you. You say you actually hold. Sorry, Callie. Go ahead. Keep talking. I'm being nice.
Yeah, because you're adding things that I never even said. So, yeah.
Let me clear my throat.
But Miss Key,
so now, Callie, you know how I feel when I get these jokes. That's why I'm sitting back.
Yeah, you're outnumbered. You are outnumbered.
I told you that. I told you. Didn't I not tell you that? Mm-hmm. Didn't I not tell you that? When those jokes come through there, all you got to do is all you can say is I didn't say that.
Yep.
That's all you can say. Then they come back and say, yes, you did. You said it on this day. No, I did not. Yeah, you did.
Gerard, so, you ain't never said you had a girl in the horse style. Remember he was saying that one of the girls, he was.
Exactly. You see? Yeah. You see? He goes right into it.
Yeah,
he goes right into it.
And then he said he was driving.
I never said that.
The girl said,
I ain't never said that.
He said, hey, big dad, I hope it's not mildew. And you said, no, it's pure milk. And I'm not talking about Doug.
And then she said, thanks, Big Daddy.
She said, Big Daddy.
Well, my question is, why y'all got to pick on Gerard? Why don't y'all pick on each other? You never pick on each other.
Look, Gerard is each other.
Well, guess what? The saddest thing about it, I was trying to give you the attention that you need, but you kind of like went to the left. You said you ain't said some stuff that you said. You said you ain't never had nothing sitting on the back end of your throat that you want to actually like sit there and play yo-yo with. It's the words that you used.
I never said spit. I swallow. I ingest. I don't let it sit there.
You said you don't. You ain't never said you swallow. You said you have it on the back end. She said,
"Oh, we got a message."
That's a lie.
Take a break. Take a break on that. Got a message.
Okay. All right. I'm going to start talking Spanish.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up on the panel? What's up, Gerard, Callie Girl, and Ro? I'm just here listening again. I'm not sure. I'm just listening to the crumbles.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. I'm trying to catch on into the side and the inside and the outside and the sideways. But yes, y'all, thank you for speaking. And thank you for having me.
Miss Key, we appreciate you. Well,
from the bottom of our heart.
We appreciate
you. Like I said again, we just glad you're with us tonight.
That's right. That's
right.
And
anything you need to contribute, you just drop it in there.
That's
right. You.
So
we'll honor you.
So she want to know about crumbles. Mm-hmm. Do you have a story about... Look, I'm going to go around the horn right quick.
Right quick.
It's going to be like the quickest right quick. So I'm going to start with Callie first. Krabby. Callie, so have you ever had a situation that you were caught up in the crumbles?
What crumbles are you referring to?
So I already gave you all kind of the definition of it.
You got to pick one.
You pick it because, look, every single person crumbles are different.
I tell you what, I go then.
All right, so dog gonna go. Hey, go ahead, dog.
Mine was on a Sunday, and she decided that it was not first Sunday, but she still wanted the bread and the wine.
Mm.
Why you guys gotta use other words? Just say what it is, man. Say what it is. We do not have 5-year-olds in the house, okay? This is why you guys like me, because I speak what the hell. I say what it is. If it's dick, if it's dick. If it's hair on the pussy, it's a hair on the pussy. Damn it. Just say it. Shit. What the hell is bread and salad and all that shit?
Callie, think about what you're saying before you say it. You know how Ro is. You know when he does his final thought. This is exactly what his final thought sound like.
What's understood doesn't need to be said. It make it funny.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. Okay.
All right, so who next?
Who going next?
My bad. I'm supposed to be moderating this. Okay.
Yeah.
So next is G-Man, aka him. So question to yourself. Hey, G-Man, have you ever had any crumbles in your life? Well, let me tell you something here. Crumbles is very good in my life. You can get it all kind of way. So G-Man has like for crumbles for me, I got to think about the time that when I did have a dog, you know what I'm saying, named Princess. Princess wanted the crumbles, you know what I'm saying? Now, if I think about the crumbles sexually, I can actually say, hey, every woman wants someone to actually lick their crumble. Yeah, every woman wants the crumbles to be licked. You know what I'm saying? Because what comes out of them is crumbles. I already gave the definition. Right, Callie?
Sure.
You said sure. Why are you in the saying hip, 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 yeah? I mean, you know what I mean?
Because I don't have crumbles coming out of me.
No, you do have crumbles out of you. I mean, think about it. Every woman have crumbles coming out of them.
Okay, you don't have I'm playing with it. All right, go ahead.
Next person is, I don't have any, I mean, thinking about the definition and the whole crumble situation, I can't think of anything. I wish I could, but I just can't.
You already had somebody.
I'm quite sure.
That needed your, I mean, like.
Need some attention.
Yeah.
And I gave them the attention they needed, and I got up out of Dodge. I'm in it to win it, and I'm out, you know.
Yeah.
No disrespect intended, but you know, you were there, did what you had to do. I was on assignment. I kept my assignment and I kept it moving.
Well, you know, and that's the best thing about it is that the best thing about like being a part of the crumble society is that like I said earlier, and once you started reading all the definition of it, we were okay with finding out that it's more than just crumbles from the table. It's like, it could be sexual. It could be anything that you make it up to. You know what I mean? So, last but not least, the hitman himself, J-Rod.
Killer.
And you know, emphasis on the Rock. You know, you gotta put emphasis on the Rock. You know,
I don't know what y'all talking about.
Come on, man.
I don't want to make him my hero.
I don't. But he's going in that direction. You know.
I mean, look, I have.
He's single, good looking guy. So hard working. You know, I don't know, man. I don't want to make him my hero, but he heading that way.
Yeah,
I don't know what y'all talking about. I don't have anything. I don't have nothing.
Oh man.
Nah.
We were gonna open and close with you.
You say what?
We were gonna open and close with you.
Nah, I'm trying to think. Nah, I really don't. I mean, I ain't got nothing. I got nothing.
You run nothing. I'm getting not being disrespectful. If Miss Key got anything, she's more than welcome to share.
Perfect example, like in a relationship and all that stuff like that. Guys are like, we are the forefront of the relationship. A lot of people might get mad when I say this, but we are the forefront of the relationship. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of ladies like want us to take more control of, like, because they can't take control unless we take control, if that makes sense. So they want us to actually take control. They want to actually want us to be that person and be like, so we lead them down the road. Because, you know, some of us at the age now that if they touch us the wrong, we're like, man, not tonight. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I think that like crumbles can mean any old kind of good stuff that you want it to be.
Not tonight what?
Huh?
Yes.
They touch you and then they'd be like, you'd be like, not tonight.
Well, you know, like not tonight. Like, you know how some ladies are. You like, you touch their leg, or you touch, or you trying to get intimate. And I'm like, not tonight. I work all day long. I work long, hard hours.
Who's saying that?
No, I mean, I'm just saying in general.
Callie, you say that?
Callie always say that. She says she only do things on. She says she only do things on the Lord. She says she only do things on the Lord.
You say not tonight.
I have never, unless I'm pissed the hell off. Look, I've my ex-husband. Yes, I slept on the couch many a times because I wanted him to realize I was pissed at her. Yeah, I have, but not in general for no reason. Or just because I'm tired, I never. When I'm tired, I don't care. Give it to me. Make me more tired. Make me more tired.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just figured I asked. I mean, you know.
I'm an affectionate person. I'm a Pisces. I'm a giver. So even if I'm tired, I'm gonna give it to you. You can have it.
Oh damn.
I don't think it's any more giver than it is as a Scorpio.
Oh, I'm my boyfriend is a Scorpio, so we match very well. We give to each other.
Scorpios, baby. You know.
Oh yeah,
draw like you, but it's all about
new
Capricorns, you know.
No, I'm gonna be honest with you. No, I mean, yeah, but some Capricorns, they're the type, they'll sleep with a person and don't deal with them after. So it all depends.
Damn.
Like certain ones, or we talking about one in particular?
Yep.
I mean, hey, we could be talking about me, and we might not be talking about me. I'm not gonna say.
Hey, let me tell you something. Huh? Always remember, we got the power to grow, baby. I will never talk about you like that.
No, I'm just saying. I can't be bringing a group chat conversation to the podcast.
I'm just
I can't do it.
Oh wow!
I'm just like Auntie Mom. My syrup's still flowing good.
Yo, what?
Remember they? Okay, so think about it. All right, so. Auntie Mom, they try to cancel Auntie Mom because they said
she dressed.
Because the way she was dressed.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
But they changed it.
So now
they made her hair.
Yep.
They fixed those on her.
Yep. And they call it Auntie. They call it Aunt
Jemima.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they changed. No, for real. They changed
the same thing.
They changed the whole name of it.
I know. I never paid no attention.
Yeah.
Callie, go ahead.
No, I wasn't saying nothing.
So the name has been changed. So I was like, you know, I just use her as a reference. Look, let me tell you something, Callie. Let me just go ahead and break it down. I see what kind of night is gonna be between me and you tonight.
I wanna see if you can handle me. Go for it.
No, I don't need
say what?
To, I don't need nobody else to talk. Gerard, you don't need to talk.
Dale,
you need to talk. and Road Dog, you don't need to talk. It just right now, these crumbles are about me and Callie. Come on, hit me with your best shot. Wow. Let's go.
Challenge. Challenge.
I got everything that you say. I got something for you. Go ahead, Callie. You start.
Oh, really? How about this morning?
Okay. All right. Let's talk about this morning. Go ahead. And I'm gonna speak Spanish now. So if you get crossed up, I'm gonna tell you some of these good Spanish words I'm about to lick you up with. Go ahead.
First off,
he said lick you up with. Okay.
That's what he said.
All right.
First of all, I've told you multiple times that I do not speak Spanish. So if I don't speak Spanish, I also don't read Spanish.
Okay, so I mean, like, all right. So you don't speak Spanish. I'll change it. What do you speak? No.
What's her love like?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What do she speak? I think she gonna speak English tonight. So okay. I'm gonna hit her with some of this English word right now.
No, let me see. I will slurp it up. How about that?
How about she
cast the first stone?
All right, so how about I hit you with some of these Russian words? Sophie, Safati.
And somebody says,
Are you ready for that? But, you know, back on this, so we're going to talk about this crumble stuff right quick, Callie.
What about your crumble? What about your crumble? You're talking about females' crumble. What about the man's crumble?
So with the man crumble, it could be a little different because you got to remember now, we do not, other than when we pull out, we do drop a little. You know what I'm saying? But the ladies' crumbles are a little different because you got to remember you laying there in it.
There you go.
Excuse me, but you all shoot it up in the air. What you talking about?
No, what? I'm saying we ain't shooting in the air. We shooting up in the situation. You know what I'm saying?
What's the situation? Draw me a picture.
So I can't draw you that picture of the situation, but I can tell you the situation.
Hey, tell me.
It's just like a peach.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know that, like when you pop open the peach,
it's fuzzy on the outside and juicy on the inside.
That's right. Yes, sir. It's a peach.
Okay.
Juicy.
Keep talking to me, Callie. I'm there. I'm there with you. We can have this whole episode about me and you. Just go ahead.
I don't want it to be about me and you. No, don't do that.
No, I mean, we got to do this, man. I mean, we're going to have to get this out of the way right quick. Him is ready. I'm going to hit it right here.
Oh,
him is ready for you.
Who said, ooh, you don't know what you're talking about. What the hell? Got back on those. You might as well be doing him and not me. He enjoyed it more than you. I am.
Look, him is ready for you. Let me see if your face will be blue.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, so him is ready. So,
man.
So let me tell you about him. Let me just go ahead and break it down, Callie. So I know I heard that you have like a birthday celebration coming up soon, right?
What you mean? With my kids?
No, your birthday. I mean you're supposed to be celebrating your birthday soon. I mean like
my birthday's at the end of the month.
Yep. And so when you celebrate your birthday, do you want me to come by, or do you want Ro to come by, or do you want Gerard to come by?
What you mean? I want all y'all to come. What you mean? I suggested you guys were talking about in the
chat. Hey, Callie, you gotta watch what you say. You gotta watch what you say on here.
You say you want all
they
of gonna, us.
They gonna...
He said,
I want all y'all to come. And I'm like, you gotta pay attention to the room.
I mean, if you all want to stand there and come, then hey.
Listen now. There she is.
It's kind of hard without the crumble.
All I gotta do is get under those balls and then come up with my tongue and hit that tip, and I have all of y'all.
Oh no! Look! But you know, and not even to switch the conversation right quick, because it's good to like once in a while to switch the conversation. But what do you guys think about that? That helicopter in a plane crash.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that was awful. And that could have been avoided. That shouldn't have happened.
Do you think that the...
they said it's been an issue with the airspace for quite some time and nobody's done anything about it. So it was an accident waiting to happen. They knew it was going to come.
But do you think that the Army or the Marines, matter of fact, the Army, do you think that they need to change their time of having exercise like that? I mean, because look what time it was at night when they were actually having these people to do the exercise, the friendly exercise. You know what I'm saying?
I can see a need to have night maneuvers. I can see that because, again, situations may present themselves at night. But at the end of the day, timing would have been, you know, it could have worked it out where it didn't have to be.
Why is the military... I don't care if it's Army, Navy, whoever the hell. Why are they doing it in such a public area where there's regular planes flying around and regular people walking about? What the hell is that all about?
Well, that's why I was trying to do that, because it was a perfect time, and then it don't help at all when you got all these other people on Facebook. Because now I need you guys to understand, on X and on Facebook, you can say whatever you want to say without anybody fact checking you. So if it's like, hey, look, if they saying the Democrat did it or Republican did it, they will not fact check you no more. So from what I was told is that the light was so bright, and the two airline thing, like they you know, hit each other. But when you look at it again, it could have been avoidable.
Yeah, of course.
It could have been avoidable.
It was American Airlines and a military chopper.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, in all the years I was a military wife, there ain't no Army situation that they do around anybody else. These bases that they train at are in the middle of nowhere. So why would you bring that in a place where there's other people, where there's airlines flying above? What the hell are you doing in the same airspace?
That's right.
And they said there was a lack of air traffic controllers as well.
Yep.
So again, they didn't have the right staff.
Yeah, well, Uncle Donald said, yep, that's my uncle. I don't need nobody to get mad because that's my uncle.
Oh, Lord.
Uncle Donald said it's because he said...
what are you saying?
He said that it's all Joe Biden's fault, because Joe Biden sat there and he the one who hired these trifling people. Uncle Donald's right.
You know what's crazy though?
Hey, you
if
don't say panned out, my Uncle Donald.
You know what's crazy?
What is he right about? Wait. What is he right about? Tell me the whole thing.
He right about that. That the Democrat had a lot to do with this. It's a Democrat fault because we don't have the right people, because these people are not educated enough. We hire these people off the side of the street. Nobody actually did background check.
Ready to go down the drain.
Yeah.
Are you talking about? Hired who?
My Uncle Donald said today it was because of the incompetent people. You got to remember, we got a bunch of incompetent people, and nobody, the DEI, these dumb DEI people. Yeah, I said it tonight. Uncle Donald's right. We should not have hired these people that's incompetent.
Now, say this though.
Don't talk about my Uncle Donald.
What if these people were Republicans.
No, they are not. It's all
Democrats. But we don't know because they're no longer here to tell
people. Guess what? Guess what? Let me tell you.
Let's not make fun of dead people, people. That's not cool.
No, we're not. But you have to be honest because you don't know. So this is where, like, when you get into politics, it's like, okay, so how one leave and if something bad happened, the one that comes in, we know how this goes.
Yeah, he's going to catch the hell for it.
And the first thing he'll say is, they did it.
Yeah, they did that.
But then you don't
know. Let me say this. If you run in the house and something happens while you're in the house, it is your fault. Do not blame it on the previous owners. Let me finish.
And I disagree, but you finish.
No, because this situation with them flying in the airspace of the same as airlines do has been an issue. He should have been made aware of this issue. And because he was not, it still falls on him. Because his people, if they were telling him everything he needed to be told, he would have done something about it. How about that? You don't always blame it on everybody else. Take accountability that your own people should have made you aware that this was a serious situation that had been going on, and now you address it. Oh, you're quick to put the pin onto something that you want to change, right? But you don't have the right people that are telling you other things that are going on, like the airspace issue.
So, I agree with you saying, but at the end of the day, I believe in Uncle Donald because I'm a...
Go ahead.
We're making America great again. And it's all the golden ages. So I need everybody to understand this. Uncle Donald said today, the Democrat and Biden, and I believe every single thing that he said, because at the end of the day, 76 million people voted for him.
I mean,
no comment.
But like I said,
don't you talk about my Uncle Donald. Hey, nobody no need to talk about my Uncle Donald. I love him.
I got a tax break. As you should.
I got a tax break. I'm a small business owner. Uncle Donald told me.
Trickle down effect.
He said that I will make sure that you don't pay no taxes
on your extra.
Yeah.
On that note, we want to say hello to the new people in the audience, Crystal Mia and Romeo. And whatever you say, welcome. Happy Friday.
Hello, good people.
Yes, sir. Yep, bless you. Right. Thank you. Help.
Yep.
Help us. Bless you.
And if anybody want to know the definition of crumble, just ask Callie Girl. She will tell you every single
thing.
You did have no definition. We was talking, and you were saying about no.
You want to know about Puncho?
You said no definition. You said about the eating out.
Oh yeah.
You said about eating. She wants you to eat a butt.
Yeah.
And then you got the crumbles that.
Yeah. All right. So now. Here we go. So everybody need to be careful about the crumbles, because sometimes when you're eating out, it's the gravy train that's left behind.
Oh, damn. There we go.
That's your boy right there.
And we're going to claim him. We always going to claim him. You know, it's at the point where relationships such that, you know, no matter what come out of his mouth, he are still our boy. We can always
go. A lot of shit. Different colors. It's still
ours. So, you know why she mad with me? Because I love Uncle Donald.
Mm. I mean, well, the thing about it is. It's the ebb and flow. I think that.
I love him.
That's
my hero.
You said you love him?
You should see me right now. I got my MAGA, Make America Great Again, shirt on.
That's right.
But the thing about it is,
I bet you you'd be on the first boat when he sends all the foreigners back, because this kind of stuff.
Look,
you're gonna be on that boat. I love you, Uncle Donald. I love you. Don't send me back.
I just wrote him a letter the other day and said, I appreciate him. Thank you. No child left.
Right.
Thank you, Uncle Donald.
That question, Cal.
He said no child left.
If they loaded our boy up and they sent him back, would you go with him? Mm-hmm. Would you go with him?
No. My boat's going elsewhere. My boat's going back to Mexico. Your boat's going out to Africa. I got to go to Mexico.
You go to Mexico, you can't speak Spanish.
It's okay. My daughter does.
Your daughter ain't going. She born in America. You going back.
I was born in America, too.
Oh, well, you good, then.
I'm going to call Uncle Donald right now and tell her to
get that ass.
Tell her, come take her.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to tell Uncle Donald that the only difference about this one right here, she might scream, shout, because she like getting fists.
There we go.
Wow. Wow.
I will say this, though. On the side, though.
You might as well stay on the main note now, bro. Hey,
no exactly.
Side, no side note. Yeah. You might as well go ahead and put it out there, man. Go ahead.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
All jokes aside. And that is,
you know, I love
no matter.
Yeah, I love him, right?
Ooh, it's what
he is. I love Uncle Doug.
But it's like, no matter how you look at it,
I love him.
The fact that they don't teach government economics now is that you get to what you have now, and that is that
a better understanding.
Yeah, understanding, because we realize the fact that it doesn't matter who was before you and who come after. Everything is in place. Just because somebody signed off on this, it doesn't hit when they are in office, especially in that last leg of that term. So that means if something good hits when the next person come in that you didn't vote for, you know what happens? You go, because it doesn't benefit you, or if it does benefit you, you go, hey, look, such and such did this. So now you become that swing vote.
Mm-hmm.
Now you the one that's voting for them. No. Even though it's the previous person,
let me tell you this,
that already signed off on it, and they got passed.
And I'll be honest with you. Nothing that the Democrat did was good.
Well, I'm not a Democrat, so I don't.
So, what Uncle
Donald... Hey, Rock. Rock is in the house.
Oh, shit. We got to bring him up. I'm an independent, personally.
No, but Uncle Donald...
I believe both parties are full of shit.
Respectfully. I respect what you said, but Uncle Donald made it right. He said that this was going to happen. Uncle Donald was just like... Some day I was reading through the line. He said, Uncle Donald's.
Is he jogging in the park?
No, but he said Uncle Donald's gone.
I bet you ain't jogging in no goddamn park, though. I'm just saying.
Uncle Donald got to watch that ass for the next 4 years. I'm just saying. Because I don't see him getting to the end of his term. Yeah.
Hold on, Rock.
A lot of you just don't see him to get to the end of his term. He got to watch that ass. He got to put social... Man, he got to put his security people on overtime, because he done pissed a lot of people off, Democrat and Republican.
Especially Fudge. I mean,
Rockhead.
And ICE is working overtime.
Yeah.
And since some of them voted for him.
Well, we got to make sure.
Yeah, a lot on there, to your point.
Uncle Donald said he got to make sure that these jobs are for United States citizens.
American citizens, yeah.
That's right. So all these people that taking out jobs, we got to make sure that they go back.
Yeah, they got to go.
Colombia, mm-hmm. El Salvador, and Nicaragua, and Nicaragua, and
oh shit,
Cicely Tyson, and
okay,
all these other places that he said that he wants all these people to go to. I'm just saying, I love Uncle Donald.
I ain't gonna lie. Side note. When you said Cicely Tyson, I just think about what you call from the 80s when he was in the fight Mike Tyson and they seen him in the streets. Michelle.
Cicely Tyson. But you know what, Callie? I mean, and the most important.
My bad, Rock. I don't know what's going on, bro. Let me bring you up.
We definitely need to educate ourselves when it comes down to things like that. You know what I mean? Do you agree?
Things like what?
I mean, like when it comes down to anything that like what's going on, because I believe that the DEI is responsible for it, and the Democrat. What do you think
about you? So you referring to that airplane incident?
Yeah, I think that it's because we didn't have
a lot of people responsible. That thing does not fall on one person.
No, but I think that we didn't even have
it should staff right. I mean, they wasn't. There wasn't enough people there covering everything that needed to be covered.
Yeah, from what I heard,
they were running short.
Short.
Yeah, they didn't have all the manpower that they should have up in the tower.
And like Uncle Donald said today, he said that it was a bunch of incompetent people. I believe that.
Yeah.
Uncle Donald's right. He always right. That's why we got, you know, he always right. It's 76 million people.
Said he was 76 right.
Million people
said he was of right. us
that voted for him.
So was he right about the Central Park Five?
He was right.
Central Park Five?
Yeah.
He Are you was sure?
right. He was right about them. Uncle Donald.
Say what?
He was right. Uncle Donald was right about every single thing that he said.
Hey, look, we know what this is. Don't stay on the hill.
I'm on that hill because I love Uncle Donald.
Yeah, we know this. Don't do that.
Yeah, I got a message.
The Central Park. Hey,
shout out to G46, CG68, Road Deuce 4. What's going on with y'all? This Rock. Shout out to Miss Key. Rome in the building. Whatever you say. Ooh, that boy flocking. Just went and picked up Crumb Snatcher 1. On the highway, she been bumping her gum since she got in the car.
Yeah, we're almost.
But man, put me to sleep.
Yes, sir. I know.
Yeah, we are trying to get you. Every time I try to bring him up, it won't bring him up. I don't know what the fuck going on.
It's all good.
Gerard just said he tried too. We can't get him up for some reason. I want a stereo glitch.
It might be because
because of Donald.
Hey, and leave Uncle. Look, why nobody don't believe what I'm about to say? Let me tell you this about Uncle Donald. Uncle Donald told me, it was back in November. He said that he gonna change. Like, if you work for a company, right, that make millions and millions of dollars, and they give you bonuses, guess what he said?
He's gonna tax them.
He's not gonna tax them. He's not going to tax
you. For people that just serve and wait tables. He's not going to tax
you. He's not going to tax him. And he said that if you work overtime, mm-hmm. it should be the company paying your taxes,
true.
Not you.
Right.
So, Uncle Donald, I love you, bro.
But then you know why, though? That's because that shit finna trickle back around to the...
The Secret Service is already here. So
yeah, it's going to trickle back down. Yeah,
people going to get paid.
You know, we know that.
Be very careful what you about to say. My cousin, my Secret Service cousin about to be here shortly.
It's the look on Dale's face like, hey, look.
But on a serious note, look, we got to actually take every single thing with grain of salt. You know
what I mean? Yeah.
I mean, so at the end of the day, we...
They lie on both sides.
Cousin, hey.
Yeah, I'm good, bro. I'm good.
I mean, they lie on both sides. Is what it is.
They say they lie on both sides.
Fuck yeah. I'm an independent, baby. I don't believe in none of these motherfuckers.
The Democrats, they fight more than Republicans.
You do realize that Republican was the ones that...
I go strictly by the Bible, Republican.
Let me tell you. Okay. At least you know. Because some people...
Look, you got to remember, it's just a man and a woman. You know, Isaac and Isaac.
Yeah, those are the views of him and not the views of everybody in the podcast. If there's any backlash from this,
right.
All comments go to him.
What, Casper?
We all have the power to grow, baby.
Well, guess what? Everybody, guess what? Hey, look, when I go in the bathroom.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
I don't know what happened. I don't hear him. He was in the middle of saying something. I ain't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just got muted. I just got muted. I just got muted.
Nice. Nice. Nice.
I'm sorry, y'all. All I'm saying is this, though. We don't stand with this. Everybody know that it transitioned from...
Transition to what?
No, I'm saying because it started from the
where you transition from? Because a lot of people transition.
So we, what do you say? Transition.
We're talking about political party.
No, you just said transition. The word Republican Party. The word transition. Mine. You see,
Republican Party. Because a lot of people feel like that the Democratic Party was that of the black people, which it wasn't in the beginning.
I believe that.
It was the Republican Party.
Yep. That's where food stamps start. The Democratic Party.
Uncle Donald said a lot of stuff. All I'm saying is, we know that.
How you think the No Child Left Behind happened?
Listen, a lot of stuff happened from both sides. Honestly, if you ask me, I feel like when
so you saying that we have never had a Republican president sit there. Look what Bill Clinton did.
He was Democratic.
No, but he sat there and he let somebody sleeve his sleevers.
I mean, a lot of them did. All of them did.
No, nobody other than Bill Clinton.
He's not the only one.
He said he never had sexual relations.
The only one, it could be Roosevelt. Roosevelt was the one that was in the wheelchair, right?
Yeah.
He may have been the only one, but outside of him. But then again, he could have rolled to some pussy and ate it out, but we don't know.
But Bill Clinton said he doesn't taste nothing other than.
All right, where is this going?
We know that's a lot.
It's talking about crumbles.
Yeah, we're
talking about crumbles. It's all about crumbles. So, Callie, what you want to talk about?
Nothing. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Nah, it ain't no message yet. We still trying to figure out why we can't bring Rock up or Miss Key or anybody, like stereo glitching. But all I'm saying is this. Okay.
No, Callie don't want us to talk about it. So, Callie, you got a conversation? We can keep it going.
This is one live ass episode tonight. Everybody got quiet. Why everybody got quiet? What happened?
I still want to talk about the shift of it because it's like, I mean,
talk about the shift, man.
Yeah, let's talk about the shift then. It's dead anyway. So all I'm saying is this. We all know what it is. I feel like most of the people the listeners that is here, they know. So it's regurgitated to them.
Oh, what?
What are we talking about?
That Uncle Donald's right.
I don't know about that.
No, you better not say nothing wrong.
I think his toupee is right.
We're not going to do that tonight. We're not going to do him. You're not going to be
down. How do you walk down the steps doing two, but your toupee is doing 85?
You're not going to be down the president. You're not going to be down the guy that I'm not. I love him. Look, every single thing I look.
It's the way he keeps saying, hey, Callie, it's the way he keeps saying, I love him. It's
just, right.
I named my dog Mag. My dog name is Mag. Hey, Mag.
Even you don't love it because it's Mag. Is it MAGA?
Hey, my name
MAGA.
Yeah, MAGA. Magma.
Yeah. Make America great again. And that's what's wrong with you, Democrat. You people.
I'm not a Democrat.
You people.
Who are you saying you?
You people.
You people.
Audience. The audience. I think he's talking to y'all. You people down there in the audience.
You people.
You
people. They ain't talking to me.
You people sit there, y'all. Wow. Y'all accept nothing less. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know that the reason why the plane crashed yesterday, is because we didn't have the right people in there. Uncle Donald said it today on his news conference.
I don't think the application says, are you a Democrat or Republican?
I definitely agree with we need to fire every single equal opportunity. The DEA, every single one of them need to be fired.
So anybody that got hired under the equal opportunity
because Biden did wrong. Biden hired a lot of people.
Act was before Biden.
It was before him.
But, president, so we're gonna sit there. Yeah, we need to do charges.
Yeah, it was before him.
We need to do charges against Barack Obama.
It's before him. So who we going?
We need to go to
the next. Clinton. No. So you skipping? Because we had a Republican.
You got to remember, he didn't do anything. No. Bush did everything right. Because Bush, you got to remember, he went.
Bush was reading.
No, he went there. Who was it?
Kindergarten class? First class? First grade class?
No child left behind.
He could barely read the fucking book himself.
How you think your kids got to the 12th
grade? What happened? How you think he didn't even know.
I'm just saying that leave my friends alone. I'm about to come join you, Magger. I know we got a march.
You don't even say it right.
I feel like Magger.
Oh my God.
Talking about a tattoo shop.
Hey, y'all two, Gerard and Callie, stop it.
The Patriot Act was signed in 1972.
Think about how far that shit went.
Y'all need to stop.
And how short it was.
We got 4 years of this. Crazy. Y'all better go ahead and accept the situation. We got 4 years of me being the MAGA.
MAGA?
That's right.
We got a message.
Hey, MAGA.
MAGA.
No, you said MAGA.
I'm a MAGA for life.
And you are right.
Why do you keep adding the R at the end of that? You know what? Ain't no R at the end of that.
Well, guess what? You better go ahead and accept it because I'm a liberal.
He adding the R because he need more MAGA. You know, we need more MAGA.
There ain't no curve in the Latin word of that. What? I'm going to say. It may be a curve in here. You know what?
Yeah.
All right, everybody, we got a message. We got a message.
Let's get a message.
Hit it.
Hey, good evening. What's going on? Cali girl, my queen. Long time no see. How you doing? I hope you're having a wonderful, great Friday. Friday, you made it, my queen. A lot of people didn't make it. What's going on, my brother man, Gerald? And Gerald 46 and Roe 24. How y'all brothers doing? King's doing today. I hope you're having a wonderful, great Friday. Y'all made it, man. I say it every time. Y'all made it, man. A lot of people didn't make it. Just want y'all to hear my voice for this Friday, amen. Hope y'all gonna have a wonderful, great weekend.
Amen.
I'm out here in Indiana right now. I'll be out here pretty much until tomorrow. I'll be headed toward Wisconsin. Hope you're having a wonderful day. I'm listening to the show. I'm going through the streets of stereo, different shows, popping in, popping out. Much love. Cali girl, BC, hey. Hi, Casper.
So, my question to everybody is that you guys actually, like, every single person turned a blind eye because of what's going on. You know what I mean? What's going on is that the Democratic Party has been sitting there transluting every single thing that's right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so... If you think about like Uncle Donald hit it right on the head, is that every single thing that, like, if you think about marriages and all this stuff like that, we allow that stuff to go on. Do y'all agree?
What stuff are you, keep saying stuff and this and that. You're not clarifying what you are referring to. What stuff?
I'm referring to the man and the man getting married.
I don't.
Okay.
I feel like at this point, I should say these are not the views of everyone in the podcast. I feel like there's going to be something after that. So let me go ahead and say that, you know, these are not the views of everyone. I'm going to run and tell that podcast. Just the views of one. So, D-Man, what was you going to say?
Well, I'm still believing in my Uncle Donald.
All right.
So, if anybody got anything to say, let me know. Because I can actually, I got an answer for every single thing. Uncle Donald's the best president we have. Matter of fact, y'all don't know that we're about to get a Mount Rushmore of Uncle Donald.
Yeah, they think I'll add him to the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, and then guess what? We're about to get the third.
And it's not a Mount. Mexico getting ready to change.
Yep.
Gulf of America. That's right.
So everybody, look, tighten your seatbelt.
It's not a Rushmore if they add him to it.
You better. That's the best president. I mean, we ain't never had no president like him before.
You talking about somebody that just
rolling
and take credit for the other shit?
No, what he take credit for? He take credit for the right stuff. That's the problem with you people.
You people.
My check comes from the federal government. Yeah. So when Uncle Donald's talking about eliminating some federal jobs, I'm like, well, damn, he getting ready to cut my throat. Mm-hmm. So I'm mindful, you know. I pray for him because he's our president and leader. But at the end of the day, Uncle Donald got a knife in my throat.
No, he
Project 2025.
Yeah, a lot.
People wasn't listening.
Well, he said, look, do all words. I'm telling you, Uncle Donald said this. Don't worry, my son. I'll take care of you.
It's a backdoor effect. You know what that is? It's a backdoor effect. He said, I'm going to take care of you while he is lubing up and get ready to fuck you in the ass.
Listen. No, he never did.
No, he ain't put no damn lube on it.
That's the thing, though. Think about it.
Let me tell you something podcast. Certain people are real graphic.
I said that because you know why?
Roll 24 is real graphic. And then Dell follows him up.
No,
Dell follows him up. And it'd be just as graphic.
Everybody get fucked differently.
No, no.
Females.
I don't want to get fucked.
That's what I'm saying. We don't. He
said, I don't want to get fucked.
Yeah, but think about it, though. That's the same thing a female will say when you got the moment to say, yo, I don't know. Like, shit, the goddamn condom dried out. She don't want to get fucked by this nigga without no damn rub on. But that's the game he going to run. Then you got the other female that you can't run the same shit that. On, but then look, you know what you got to do? You got to go and strap it up.
Hey, Road Dog.
This is what he does. Everything.
Who? Uncle Donald? Look, how much you paying the gas today? How much you paying the gas today? Gas prices has not been that low since Uncle Donald.
My shit done fluctuated.
Yeah, mine too.
And I got a fucking.
And I got a 30-gallon tank.
I got a Maverick truck. I got one of the best tanks.
My shit paid $90 for a tank.
I don't believe it because when Biden was there, we was at $5.
You sitting here, your eyes are glossy and you are cheesing.
No.
You holding the smile back.
So think about it.
Beard is smiling.
No, Biden. When Biden was president,
Slow Joe.
Yeah, Sleepy Joe.
Slow Joe.
No, he didn't even know he was working. Yeah.
They different.
No, think about it.
Joe was sleeping, but
look, I put 93 in my truck. I never see gas prices right now, $2.89 for 93.
Oh, that's a goddamn lie. We all seen that.
Yeah, what you $3
see? When?
Or better.
When? You tell me when.
You seen $3?
When? Everywhere.
No. Uncle Donna got
Before I got my truck, I had a goddamn Camry, and I was still loading up with damn near $60.
Let me tell y'all right now.
Camry.
He is the only president that makes sure that, look what's going on right now. We got tax. Look. The tariff coming up tomorrow.
The tariff is coming up because of this motherfucker.
Yeah, we got.
I'm in that industry right now where we trying to figure out like what the fuck we gonna do because of him going. You know what I'm saying? He's not talking. His toupee is talking.
Hey,
yeah, we gotta figure out what to do with the tariff.
I'm calling him right now. I'm calling.
Call him.
You can't call him. You gotta call his goddamn toupee.
No, I'm calling him right now.
Can catch that motherfucker, because that toupee is about 90 miles an hour.
Don't you talk. I'm done. Don't you
talk.
I'm leaving the podcast.
How do you step out of a fucking vehicle and your toupee is doing faster than four, a goddamn school zone?
Let me tell you, it's four against one. I got to go. And I'm actually going to step aside. Hey, you can't do
this. His toupee is halfway off his middle of his goddamn head.
And he's orange.
He's getting out of a goddamn minivan.
That's his color.
Orange. He's getting out of a goddamn 83 Astro van.
We have an orange president.
Is doing 90.
Orange.
It's like orange.
Halfway.
Hey, what are we doing? Let me tell you this. It's only the other four members of the Run and Tell That. Him don't have any of this. I love you, Uncle Donald. Uncle Donald, please come and save me.
Uncle Donald's asking his toupee to save him. Everybody talking about LeBron James. This nigga supposed to came home goddamn 91.
Hey, leave Uncle Donald alone.
He supposed to came home with the goddamn dream team with gold.
Why are you still talking about that? You should look. Hillary Clinton didn't do anything. She embezzled money from the United States.
We ain't talking about everybody know about Hillary.
And then look, think about Joe Biden. He was sleeping when he was walking down.
Okay, now let's go back to these other presidents. You got Republicans. It's the same shit.
No,
everybody's been a cycle depending on who they want to vote
for. And I don't care. No,
it's just that we are silly as black people that we descend.
Let me tell you this, bro.
We was rolling straight Democrat, and then the Republicans figured out how to cater.
I don't care if anybody get mad. Then him said this.
We grabbed
this was him to about grab to say
the vote. Same thing they did with the Hispanics. We know what it is.
The hemp. Look, the hemp, game. Look, it's not Roe. It's not Dale. It's not.
It's Gerard, not him. It's either. Not
Callie. It's not JP.
And hemp, it's not him.
Him is going to tell you this right now.
Him ain't telling us. His toupee is telling us.
Him is saying that the best president in the world. Look, that's why we're going to get JD. When Uncle Donald leaves, we got JD Vance.
The
train just keep going. It's 78. It's 78 million. It's just only one.
Hey, you and my Jamie Foxx. He said, "Hey, look,
it's two, it's three, it's
you
four.
Remember
it's
you remember you remember how Jamie Foxx did that comic, and Jamie said, "I am not you, I am your conscience. You are Donald Trump's toupee talking right now."
Well, I love him. Guess what?
That's all I'm saying.
My tax break is pretty good next year.
The toupee is. Donald Trump is in New York, and this toupee is in North Alaska. These niggas is way far apart, and nobody knows it.
I don't believe that Uncle Donald will make it right. He's making America great again.
When? America ain't never been great. America always been dead.
Well, we got a message.
This shit was dead in the beginning. It's called the Trail of Tears. These niggas been there. Indians
traveled that, my boy. Trail of Tears. Indians traveled that. Y'all killing us. The numbers are cold.
Play the message.
We ain't got nothing left.
Message.
I know y'all talking about the president now, but it's a lot of weaves and toupees and wiglets and pieces and stuff that's going 95 miles per hour. Going faster than a locomotive. More powerful than a speeding bullet. Hold on, I'm sorry. But it's a lot of weaves out here that's on the run. You know what I'm talking about? Hey!
Damn.
All I'm saying is Miss Key is saying as her proxy. What she's saying is
I don't give a dang what nobody say anything about Uncle Donald. I always respect the listeners.
So let me say what the listeners say.
Guess what? I'm like Uncle Donald. I don't listen. We don't listen.
We know.
That's a MAG. MAG don't listen. I'm a part of MAG.
You're not MAG. It's MAGA.
No, okay, so I say MAG. You know why I say MAG?
You know why you say MAG? Because
make America great. You stop right there.
I stop right
there. Not again.
Not
again. Make America great.
Because you don't know what again is. Because
that's right. I'm just only. But listen, why do you have to say I'm black? I'm white.
The letters on your hoodie is white. But either way.
I'm part of the culture.
Let it go, bro.
Like she said, it's Superman.
Who's Superman?
Whatever you needed to be.
Surely not Barack.
It's a comic.
Surely not dang on Biden.
And why are we skipping the Republican president?
Because we the best. We the best.
I don't think DJ Khaled
is win.
But do we though?
That's why we got 4 more years in the White House.
4 more years.
That's because of.
So tell me who you gonna get? Who you gonna get? Who are you gonna take JD Vance next up? Next
who?
Up,
JD Vance.
Our vice president gonna be the dang. Look, who y'all got?
JD Vance ain't gonna be next.
Who y'all got?
JD Vance.
Who you got P. Diddy.
You know what? You think about JD Vance. Think about what you call vice president that ended up shooting the motherfucking face when Sam Hunting. That's that. No, that's that motherfucker.
Not Dick Cheney.
That's it.
No, you can't talk about Dick Cheney like that.
Would you go? Would you go for Dick Cheney? The name don't ring off the same way.
Dick Cheney,
JD Vance. What did JD Vance sound like? That sound like a motherfucker that tell you about the 2027 Honda Accord that's gonna come out, and you want to know how they did with the safety rating.
Hey,
that motherfucker.
I'm telling you right now, when he become president, guess what? I'm Secretary of State.
I guess you gonna work at Hyundai. I don't know.
I already looked.
Message from Ms. Key. Got a message.
Let's do this.
Today I was reading an article and I was wondering about the whole Make America Great Again. I wonder how is it going to make us great again with him patrolling the borders as hard as he is, because he is going hard. He's going as hard as he did. He's going as hard as he did when he made it the executive order back in 2019. But this time they done put him in charge. Now he really going hard. So I wonder, like, how is that going to make us great again? By patrolling the border so hard and making sure, you know. I mean, I know it's going to do something. I was just looking at it because it said breaking news. So does anybody know anything about that? Can anybody speak on that?
Nobody knows if it's going to do shit.
Yo, well,
he said the same thing the first time.
No.
Where is that wall building?
No. Okay. All right. So
he's building the whole goddamn stadium.
So let me tell you this. The problem is that your old president took down the water. I mean, the border. I mean, like, so if you think about every single thing that we won't have illegal immigrants that coming in. We already illegal.
They doing all the work. No.
Yeah,
they doing the work that we won't do. But
guess what? I got LLC. Uncle Donald told me the other day. He said, "Get your LLC. You can be constructive. I'm gonna get rid of these people that actually have LLC that don't even supposed to be here." He said, "I mean, look, think about it. We got a bunch of people. These jobs are for us,
but we don't work them.
No, because we got some lazy black and white
exactly.
People.
And again, we feel we're too good to work them.
That's right. Yeah.
So again, you got the immigrants that came in. They don't. I mean, again, they're not legal, but they're working their ass off.
Yeah,
they putting it in.
Well,
they're now, like I said, ICE getting paid because they are rounding up.
I like
everybody.
I like ICE. Bad. I like ICE.
You don't like ICE? Let me tell you something. It's the modern day drug trade.
No, let me ask you a question, bro.
I'm just telling you. It's the modern day drug trade.
You don't like ICE?
It's the modern day fucking drug trade.
But you don't like ICE.
Listen, I'm telling you. It's the modern day drug trade.
ICE need to clean up these streets. These are dirty streets right here.
But let me tell you something.
It's just like vagina. It's dirty.
Yeah, but then you know what happened though? But then you know what ICE do? What ICE does is the same thing with that dirty vagina. ICE will go, you know what? Nothing I can do for you.
But you know they wrap up dirty vaginas and clean vaginas.
No. They all dirty. But then they are picking. Yeah. But then they are picking the ones they want to give penicillin and all the other shit.
So some vaginas are giving you diseases.
Yeah.
Some vaginas is okay.
Yo, I can help you. I can help you, but I can't help you.
Yeah.
Because you're not helping us and the CDC. So you know what I mean? Yo, it's like, we all understand what this shit is.
I got some sad news for y'all. They're going back to their country.
They're going back in again. And they go, hey, look, how can you help us since you came back in the second time?
Close the door.
They need to.
Well, no, because think about it, though. How many? Oh,
God, no, I'm done.
No.
Go home.
All right. Cool. Hey, Dale, listen up. But how many, let's be honest. How many people have snaked out that they let come back in and they have booted out some?
Yeah.
But it's because you can't help us.
Yeah.
We all know this. You can't help. What can you do to help us so we can help you? We're gonna allow you to stay as long as you give us some intel, and then we're gonna allow you to continue to operate as you was when we caught you. That's how that shit works. We all know the game.
Hey, look, it's still
a dirty pussy, hey, dirty dick, however the fuck you want to call it. The bitch is all bumped up,
crumbled my whole season. Let me go ahead and educate you right quick. I'm gonna educate every single body. So
You got the Nazi.
Mm. I know you're not gonna say Nazi because the shit they did.
No, you got the Nazi.
They did. They did a lot of shit. They did a lot of shit that is still in production today, which is fucking crazy that a lot of people don't know.
You got the Jews,
but they go, "We love America."
And but again, look where this shit came from. A baptized Catholic.
Yeah, I understand what all y'all seen, but guess what? We got the Nazi. We got the Jews. We got the Christians, and then
you know your surname for your Donald, right?
Hey, you gotta leave him alone.
You know your surname for your Donald.
Me and you about to break friends right quick. I love him. That's my best friend in the world.
And you know why we friends? Because I will never lie to you.
No, I love Donald. I love Donald.
I'm glad you do.
Donald made sure
a whole lot of shit.
He made sure the border. Look, how many people you think getting across the border right now? Look,
a whole fucking lot.
So when he was president of the United States, nobody got through the border.
That's a goddamn lie.
Well,
we all know that.
Biden came through 1.2 million a week was going.
So how many is being disclosed? But how do we know for sure that it was 1.2? The same way we don't know how many is disclosed by him.
Let me tell y'all this. Especially them bitches from Chile.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Chile, Colombia.
Do you know how many just knew it was the lady in?
Hey, Colombia, them Colombian.
Do we know? I'll tell you what. Since we spent at Colombia,
they some nasty woman.
So do we need to go back to the goddamn Contras?
Hey, look,
which was a Republican president with the Contras.
You saying too much. You need to go ahead.
Nothing is never good.
We got two messages
for people figuring out.
And let's get the messages in.
My bad. I'm sorry.
Got two messages.
Hey, shout out to everybody. This Rock. I'm gonna turn this shit on. I'm in traffic school right now. I'm finna dip and see if I can get. Oh, goddamn, Pac. I'm finna dip to this place called Diddy's. They got some little kicks that I wanna get with the foam at the bottom. You know, I'm a relaxing nigga today. The crumb snatcher is over here and she playing with her dollies and they butt ass naked. I say, hey, ain't no dollies finna be naked. You make sure the motherfuckers. She got these dollies called Bratz and these other dollies called, what's the name of them motherfuckers called? Monster High. Man, all of these dollies, they got shape, they got cheeks, they got hips, they got titties. This shit is many, man. I'm out here going to get her something right now. You know, so it's like, goddamn. I'm a sucker for the crumb snatchers, man. You know, I'm going to learn them something, though. You keep your socks on in my house, nigga.
Don't play the second one.
Hey, shout out to the panel, those on in the pineal gland. Shout out to those beneath, below in the boom boom room. Watch out, nigga, I'm riding past. Not talking to y'all, I'm flocking right now in back streets. Traffic is backed up. It's wet out here in Northern Cali. I got a nagging nigga suspicion that old boy Trump, this finna be the last one in the White House. The foul house, the sour house. The shit that he's talking about and attempting to do and already began on doing, man, he gonna get capped. He gonna get his fade capped by his own people, man. Then again, when he was in office the first time in 2017, it was Trump and the other dude by the name of Pence, Michael Pence. Put both of those last names together, it sounds like trumpet though, right? Oh shit, I done just hydroplated it right now. Woo-hoo!
Control it, player. Control it.
Hey, let me tell you something, brother. Look, you had the most money when Trump and Pence was together. And like you said, let me tell you something. Trump made sure that every single thing that you needed was there. You know what I'm saying? And the best part about Trump is because every single person around me loved Trump too. Say it, JP. I love Trump. Say it, Road Dog.
What?
Dell? Callie? Callie?
No comment.
Gerard?
Those are the views of him and him only, not the views of the other people of the podcast, which I'm talking about Dell, Callie, Roe and Gerard and JP.
So none of y'all, so y'all don't feel the way I feel.
No.
We love you. Express the love for the Donald that you do. For Uncle Donald.
We do not.
You know,
we do not.
I love you.
I mean, like, I want to be mindful of his track record. Uncle Donald is a 34-time convicted federal criminal.
Never, ever. He
34 times.
He took the picture, but he never went. He never tried.
He was a convicted. I mean, and
again, he never stand trial. He was found
guilty on 34 counts.
He still ran around. He's the president that
did the insurrection on the Capitol building. They were all white, mainly white Americans.
We pardoned all of them.
Every one of them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I still say that if they were black Americans, half of them wouldn't have made it out alive.
No, we all.
Uncle Donald saw fit for them to pardon them just explain to them that they were misunderstood.
It was that one black guy that was standing in the corner. We pardoned
the
him.
What?
The one black
guy. He said the what?
The one black guy. Isaac.
Oh, okay.
Isaac. Wow.
Okay.
Wolfthruff.
So I'm just saying, you know, my love for him is leaps and bounds. I will hear him. I will always respect him opinions, but at the same time, it is what it is. You know, we there may be some difficult days ahead of us. Thus say Dr. King.
No, you just got to remember, like, take that M. Take that A and take that G and take that A on your chest. And once you take that, you ain't got no difficult days.
Maybe.
That's right. You put that on your chest.
It's debatable.
Maybe.
I don't need no.
I probably wouldn't wear a mega hat.
No, you better go ahead and buy every single person in this group a hat.
Go ahead, run and tell it mega hats.
That's right.
No, I don't think so. Well, listen.
You don't want to wear my hat after I paid.
It ain't your hat. It's his hat.
Hey, Callie, I got a hat mailing to you next week, Tuesday. It's gonna be mega, red, white, and blue.
I mean, if that's the case, then we can shift the hats and like I said, you got one going out and then one coming in. It doesn't matter because everything is all going to trickle down effect. And the sad part about it is, it's not the Reaganomics. And I think that's the sad part about this. Everybody. Think about that Reaganomics and anything else as a trickle down. But the trickle down is always going to be whoever was there before you that signed off on everything that when they walk out,
you saying that is
and that person coming in,
you just admit this now.
I admit to nothing.
You just admit that this was Biden fault that the dang on two.
Let me tell you something. Okay.
You said it was a trickle down effect because Trump didn't have anything to, like he
trickle
said.
Trickle down effect come from Reaganomics. That's a Republican.
No, but he's.
And they say,
hey,
I'm not going to lie.
Watch your words, man.
His wife was around Hollywood giving some bad talk.
We ain't got nothing to do with what you guys got doing right. It was you guys' fault that it was.
It depends on when you come in that's office.
Food stamp and look, think about food stamp. It's like right now, because Democrats were sitting there running the show. Food stamp is it's so high right now.
But you do realize that the Democratic Party was not for the black people.
It is.
It wasn't.
Yeah, it is.
No. It transcended. But in the beginning, it was the Republican.
I was at Charlotte. You telling me I wasn't at the Charlotte?
That was Observer.
Who you said?
I was Charlotte
there.
Observer.
No, I was there.
You was observing from the Charlotte area district.
I was there when Donald Trump speak and he said that the African American
person
you gotta remember you African American. I'm liberal, black.
I am liberal. I don't constitute myself.
You still black. You still black in front of me. I don't.
It goes the same thing what you just said. If you still black, that means you don't classify Democrat. Republican or independent.
I can't take no more of you. I'm done with the conversation. I'm calling Uncle Donald.
You can call him. You may get his 2K because I highly doubt that he's going to answer.
Hey, calm down. You can't say that like that. Secret Service listening.
That's because he is on T-Mobile.
Hey.
And his hairpiece is on Cricket. But we don't know for certain.
Like you African Americans.
You need this message.
G-Man out.
You come in here, please.
Look, him out. Look, y'all keep talking him out. I love every single person, but look, I love Uncle Donald more.
Can you even text his hairpiece? I feel like his hairpiece is on the goddamn rotary phone.
Stop, right?
I don't think they can send text messages.
Look behind your car.
See, his hairpiece may be like old school. Anything before 6 p.m. you can call. After that, you may want to send a text message out.
Oh, look, I think somebody need to crumble Cali. Cali, you want to get some crumble?
Nope.
I thought you liked crumble.
Mm-mm.
Cali.
What's that?
Mm-hmm. And then the awkward silence.
Well, I'm gonna tell y'all this, man. Life is good.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It took a long time for me to get. It took a long time for me to get my head bald, but I'm good. So, hope you don't look. So, I'm in this.
We got like 19 end minutes. Let's go ahead and do our final thoughts of tonight's episode. So we're gonna start. This time we're gonna start with Dale. You got any final thoughts for tonight? Nice episode.
I do. You know, we started out with the crumble, and we've given valid definitions, and then we kind of transitioned to some political issues. But at the end of the day, we still love one another. We still respect one another. We continue to thank each and every one that sat in and listened. If they had nothing to contribute, we still good with that. Like I said, Run and Tell It podcast is going to be around a very long time. So like I said, again, for all our listeners, we thank you. We thank God for you. Again, like I said, for those that have just prayed for us, we thank you. So like I said, at the end of the day, again, Run and Tell It, thank you. We acknowledge you. We respect you. We honor you. And like I said, you guys have a wonderful week.
All right. Cali, you got any final thoughts?
I'm just over here sucking on my M&Ms.
See, why you got me sucking on
something? I thought you was about to say something else, but then you ended with M&Ms. I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. We might have to stay on for a few more minutes. All right. Him, you got any final thoughts?
The only thing I have to say is that every single person need to understand the power of us. You know what I'm saying? I'm a part of us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you are.
And when I say us, is that it's me, it's Ro, it's Dale, JP, Callie, and it's Gerard. And we are powerful force. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, just disrespect what we got going on and all the stuff like that. Every single thing that we do is out of love.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And fun.
It's fun, out of fun.
Entertainment. Mm-hmm.
And entertainment. But the most important thing I want, these are every single person the names that I named, they love me and Uncle Donald.
We do not. We love you, but we don't. Yeah. But okay. Bro, you got any? Bro, you got a final thought?
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Trying to find their place.
I'm trying to think how much time we got. Come back to me.
Well, ain't nobody left but me and you.
Hit yours. I'm gonna swing back around because I ain't. My mind is elsewhere. I'm not gonna lie.
Bro, I'm on another zone.
I got you.
Okay, tell me. Go ahead. Yeah. All right. Like I said, we want to thank everyone that listened and everyone that's gonna be listening later on. My final thought.
I love you.
For the people that's listening right now, that's listening on stereo, this is the ride that we go on every week. You're liable to hear people talking in the background. They supposed to be whispering. We jump from topic to topic. This is the ride of the show of Run and Tell That.
Yes, sir.
Just be patient. That's all I ask. That's my final thought. Ro, what's yours?
Well, mine, I will say this. No matter what the road is to you, you can jump through those triple dams of the ultraness. But just know, through those diamond red cups, that everything will work out. It's a balance. Seek it. Enjoy it. Ride that wave. And it's there for you.
All right. Well, we got one last message. Oh, I've got one last message.
All right.
Sorry for interrupting, but if you guys know anyone who is undocumented, please, 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 and I beg you, please, please screenshot the post that I just posted so they know that they have the right to use the amendments that they have.
All right. Well, this is another episode of Run and Tell That Podcast. We'll be back next Friday, and we're out.
Yes, sir.